Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
For over 15 years, the pro-life movement, researchers, and anyone interested in why women get abortions have had to rely on a study that was conducted in 1987. Because of changes in abortion numbers and shifting demographics, there was concern that the study was no longer accurate. In September 2005, the Guttmacher Institute, founded as a special research affiliate of Planned Parenthood, issued a new study that was conducted in 2004. While it is now several years old, it is the most recent study of the reasons women give for having abortions. The study results are similar to what were found in 1987. 92% of the women surveyed cited social or other for reasons for having abortions. Pro-abortion advocates will have a hard time making the case that abortion is needed because of the rape, incest, life of mother, or genetic disability. For women who cited medical reasons for having an abortion, this opinion was based largely on the woman's perception, not on medical advice. For example, often the women who cited medical reasons indicated that it was out of concern for drug or alcohol abuse that they wanted an abortion, or that they had an inability to handle morning sickness. Less than 1% of the women surveyed reported rape or incest as a deciding factor. The survey included 1,209 abortion patients at 11 large abortion centers across the country. The survey then followed up by doing in-depth interviews with 38 women in 4 of the abortion clinics. The first group of women were asked to fill out an 8-page survey that identified why they were having an abortion, as well as demographic information. Women in the smaller group of 38 were women who agreed to participate in an in-depth 30 to 60-minute recorded interview. In the interviews, researchers asked women to respond to questions in more detail about their reasons for having abortions. The reasons women had abortions varied widely, but researchers grouped the responses into categories that best summarized the main reason for a woman having an abortion. 25% of the women cited that they were not ready to have a child, or they were not ready to have another child, depending upon if they had living children at home already. 23% said they couldn't afford a child at the time. 19% felt that either they had completed their childbearing or they had other people dependent upon them and felt they couldn't have a child. 8% said that they were having relationship problems or did not want to be a single mother. An additional 7% felt they were not mature enough to raise a child or another child, again depending on whether they had living children at home. Only 4% cited health problems as a main factor in getting an abortion, and 3% identified possible problems affecting the health of the fetus for their decisions. Less than 0.5% cited each of the following reasons for getting an abortion: rape, a husband or partner wanting the woman to have an abortion, parental wishes or a desire to keep others from knowing that the woman had sex or got pregnant. The Alan Guttmacher Institute listed the remaining 6% of responses as other. One issue that came up repeatedly when women cited more than one reason was the claim that they were unable to afford the care of the child. A high number of women, 74%, were concerned about how a child would change their lives with regard to their education, career, employment, or relationships. 48% listed concern about their relationships with the fathers, and either that they didn't or couldn't marry the father. Please join me tomorrow as we look further into this study and its ramifications.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.